It's Wednesday, Hollow Cult. You know what that means. Welcome back to the night shift. What's going on? What do you want to talk about? I guess we'll get it started off with all the regular stuff. Make sure you hit the like button, the notification bell, the subscribe, all that YouTube stuff. You know, get the algo kicking. So, yeah.
Bite it up.
Hell yeah. What's everybody up to? Thanks for tuning in. How's everybody doing?
I'm not sad. I'm great.
Kyle's only feet.
I mean, yeah, income could be more, but, you know, outside of that, I'm pretty all right. Hell, I don't complain a whole lot.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's
don't
fine.
Don't complain a whole lot.
What's new, everyone? How's everybody doing?
I seen some of the great prophets are talking smack about each other, which is kind of funny.
Oh.
And I say great prophets loosely.
I miss that.
Have you ever heard of that dude, Bashar?
No.
He's a bald dude that channels Bashar, an alien. You've never seen those videos?
Okay, it sounds familiar now that we're putting the puzzle pieces together.
Yeah, he channels it and talks cool shit, I guess. And I saw another fucking, I forget what alien race he claims he's from. But he's like, I'm telling you right now, Bashar works with the Greys. They're basically going to kill all of us. He's like, don't follow him. It's like, well, I mean, whereas I see your sentiment, however, if they have a war plan of invading the planet, I don't know that following him makes a difference. Whether you follow him or not.
Are we prophets, since I also said that we just need to fight the Greys immediately?
I don't think that puts us in that category. We don't really channel stuff. We're not good at that yet.
I love that we're in the midst of a extraterrestrial prophet battle.
It's pretty cool.
It's
huge news.
It's par the course.
Yeah.
Par the course right now. The Hollow Prophets. Yeah, don't listen to anything we say.
No. And then I saw a contradictory video.
Fuck yes.
To that whole situation where this girl was talking about how, because we have, over the course of our paranormal lifespan, heard of a place or a group, organization called the Galactic Federation. We've heard that referenced in extraterrestrial shit for a while. She was claiming that that's all a lie. That what's happening is the government has for a long time been able to, which we've all kind of been on that train, just I guess never put those puzzle pieces together, where they were actually implanting these images / communications, downloads into believers' heads to convince them of lies, essentially. And like all of that has been a mass deception, which wouldn't surprise me. at all. And she was actually, she actually made a pretty decent argument in the regards of, so like the ruling class would be like, hey guys, the Galactic Federation said that they are going to come help with the problems on the planet. And these, you know, believers are like, oh, sweet, you know, cool. We don't have to do nothing. So then it kind of turns everybody docile to the point where they're just like, hey, we don't really have to fix anything because these dudes are going to show up and do it for us. So we don't have to do it, which would be like the whole premise of them deceiving people is just so they can run amok and do what they want. And people just go, no, we're good. Like one day the aliens are going to come and it's going to be cool. And they'll fix everything. They'll fix all of our fuck ups, which, as much as I hate to admit, sounds like the human race.
Yeah. Yeah. Let somebody else clean the mess up.
Yeah. Let's just pass the buck.
Yeah. Yeah. So was she saying that the Galactic Federation doesn't exist?
Yeah, that it's all like bullshit. It's all like a made up psyop.
Yeah. That's what I've come to the conclusion this week that government disclosure is massive psyop.
I'm sure it is to some degree.
I think it is to all the degrees. I think that it's just a bunch of horseshit.
Oh yeah, what they're saying is, I still believe in aliens, mind
you. Yeah, yeah.
But
I don't think we're going to get disclosure from the government. Which kind of leans into what old girl was saying about them having the technology to implant experiences into our memories.
Yeah.
And also leads into Max Spears, where he said 99% of all extraterrestrial abductions are military abductions. Carla Turner's work. If you haven't looked into her stuff, I know I did a little kind of hodgepodge episode about her, but you need to look into it because she interviews people in her area that were abducted, and the amount of women that encountered military people, military uniforms, military insignias during their abductions is crazy. It's crazy. It even goes so as far as them when they're in their regression, them seeing military personnel with gray alien masks on.
That's weird.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know where I stand with that. Internally, I don't like that narrative. I'm not saying it's not a possibility. I just don't like it.
Because in the big scheme of things, like, what would be the purpose for them to try to spin that narrative? I get it, like, oh no, we don't want our government, our military kidnapping and doing experiments on people, but we also know that our government and our military kidnap and do experiments on people. Yeah. So
yeah, it's definitely a thing. There's been plenty of documented proof on that throughout the years. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could argue that they wouldn't want the general public to know that, you know, because it would be easy to maybe not blame our government or a government, but a faction of people if said people were very human in nature abducting you. There would be somebody on this planet to blame. But I mean, at the end of the day, too, good luck proving it. You know, you're not going to prove that.
And at that point, would people give a shit?
No.
You know, there's files that came out that people, high ranking people, are cannibalistic pedos. And people are like, meh. Meh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what would, At this point, I don't know what would tip the scale to get people to give a shit.
A full-on alien invasion?
Yeah. Maybe.
Because in regards to life, people are cashed out. They're done. They're done. People are struggling too hard to care. That's just bottom line factual statements. People are struggling too much, which is by design. We all know it is. There's a reason we are all where we are. And because of that, it's just, you're forced to play the game. Because if, some guy worded it pretty well the other day. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, you have two options. Go to work or essentially cease to exist. You don't really have a choice.
Yeah. Which sucks.
It does suck. But that's the other fucked up thing is that nobody likes the current system that we're in. But we created that system. All of it. Every aspect of it. That means the rules can be changed.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was leading. Like, what would it take to get a response out of people?
A lot.
Because nothing's getting a response out of people.
Well, you can't get a response out of people if everybody's afraid to lose what they have. That's why you keep the mass on that tipping point. Because I've worked situations where, you know, people are like, hey, let's stand together. Let's do this. And, you know, me being who I am, I'm like, well, listen, if one guy here is like, nah, I'm good, then the entire plan fails. Everybody has to be all in on this. You have to be willing to sacrifice everything. And if you're not, then we lose. And they know that. And so they're going to keep us right there.
Cogs in the wheel.
That's all it is, baby. It sucks, but just the way life is. I keep going in and out of that thought because there was something more I was going to add to that. To the
Galactic Federation.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not. Actually, it's not at all, but it did spawn the thought again. I've been seeing some chatter about, I'm not trying to take shots. I'm not trying to start controversy. I just think it's funny. There's a lot of rumor going around right now about the 23andMe shit or Ancestry or whatever the fuck it is. Now the CIA was looking for alien DNA in people. That's why the CIA got their hands on it, so they could search for alien DNA. And of course, you have the counterculture that's like, oh no, it's fucking Nephilim DNA. And it just like everybody is putting their spin on it. And it's like, come on, guys. What are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Fuck yeah.
Like, why do we, like, why is it, like, why is the paranormal community that we always do this?
If it was 3 years ago, it'd be Dogman DNA.
Yeah, 100%. You're absolutely right. And that's, like, that's one thing I've never understood about the paranormal community. I mean, we've talked about it since day one. We've gotten, you know, since day one where just these camps get formed and they just eat each other for literally no reason. It's just a clash of ideas. And that just goes to show how petty humans can be is like we live in this world of my idea trumps yours because it's my idea. Like I was literally just watching, it's just funny to me. I will take a shot at them because I could give a fuck less. But I saw a clip of that last podcast on the left, and they were just completely bagging on this lady sharing her paranormal story. And don't get me wrong. the story was extravagant, okay? It was fucking gnar, right? But who am I? I'm nobody, right? I'm nobody. And they were just bagging on her like, man, we should make it to where there's like a entry into podcasting now. Like, we've set the bar too low. And just going on and on and on. And it's like, motherfuckers, you're there. And I mean, I'm watching this clip, and with all due disrespect, you don't seem that intelligent.
Yeah. And you motherfuckers been doing it for like 15 fucking years.
That's what I'm saying. You can't sit here and act like you're holier than thou and just dump on everybody else. Let them fucking do their thing. It ain't, you know, well, who are you?
Yeah. The only reason you're fucking big is because you were out ahead of the game.
I mean,
you got in it 8 years before everybody fucking else.
Yeah, I can respect people standing on their opinions. I don't respect people that think their opinions trump everybody else's opinion. I don't like that shit. And I know there's a fine line there, but I don't like that shit. I don't like, because you can't prove yourself one way or the other when it's opinion. It is what it is. It's different from saying, you know, people arguing 2 + 2 = 4. That's different because there is like an actual right answer there.
The bar's been set too low.
That's what they were saying. That like we basically need to create an entry program for people who are able to podcast. Mm. And I'm like, you're an idiot. All of you are idiots.
I got it. It wouldn't like the first people, the ones that came before everybody else, be the ones that set the bar?
I mean, if you're kind of trying to like, yeah, if you're laying it out, yeah.
I've never listened to a single episode of this show, so I don't know if it sucks or not. I don't care. Kyle hates them, so I hate them. Fuck those dorks.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't listened to them either. I just was scrolling through my feed, and I saw a clip, and there was a girl telling her story. And like I said, it was an extravagant story. It was extravagant. Regardless, though, they just went full-on shit-on mode. And I'm like, really? You guys are literally like one of the biggest podcasts out there, and this is what you have deduced yourself to. It's just bagging on people, sharing their experience, whatever it may be. Maybe, you know, maybe it was some type of hallucinative trip or whatever. Whatever the fuck it is. Whatever it is. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now you are at a point where you are just, for content creation, you are shitting on other people. It's terrible.
And it's
terrible.
Like, I understand how big they are. Like, they're one of the top dogs, obviously.
Oh yeah, they're huge. But
the shitty thing is that woman probably was. There's a good chance she could have been a fan of that show.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they're just taking a shit.
Watch this. Let me take a shit on you. Imagine how that feels. Actually, we kind of know how that feels. It doesn't feel very good.
That's when your ego is just beyond comprehension.
That's when you deserve to fall off the map, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Now I want to listen to him just so I could be like, fuck, this does suck.
I mean, whether they're better than us, that's a story for a different day. I have no idea. I don't listen to them either. And that's all going to be subjective anyways. But I don't know. Just know that we're not going to. I have no desire to shit on anybody telling their story.
No. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. I have no desire to shit on your story. As fantastical as it is. Because I also, and you know, I won't even use the word smart enough. Understanding enough, I guess, that at one point in time, Betty and Barney Hill's story was fantastical. right? Their story alone was, you know, told during a time when everybody was like, yeah, right, that's made up. There's no way that Betty and Barney Hill were telling the truth. And yet here we are today. It's referenced as one of like the OG UFO encounter stories. It's held in such a high regard. So who's to say that more of this lady's fantastical story doesn't start happening and it becomes one of the Holy Grail encounters?
According to Wikipedia,
like warlock fighting.
According to Wikipedia, they started in 2011.
Damn, right, that's a long time.
Yeah, you guys been at it 25 years. If you got to the point where you just got to make fun of people, maybe you fucking cash hang out. It up, buds. If the bar's so low, what are you even here for?
Yeah, it's just people like that should just disconcern themselves with the things that they don't enjoy.
Bar's not low enough for them to stop cashing them fucking checks.
I heard that.
Fucking goobers. Yeah, 25 years is a long time. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, 15 years.
Steve doesn't math good.
No, fuck it. Now they can make
25, 15, it's pretty close.
Now I'm going to be a prophet and they can make an episode talking shit on my math skills.
They probably will.
I invite them to.
And guess what? We probably still won't watch that either.
No, but fuck it. At least they'll be talking about me.
Yeah, like I said, I only seen it because it came across my feed. I was trying to kind of brush up on some things. I also saw the big chatter on the kids camping with the Santuanch encounters. Seen that stuff, Steve?
No.
I don't know a whole lot about it, but I just saw something. I think somebody posted about it in Discord, too, about there was these kids that went camping for 3 days, and over the course of 3 days, they had multiple Bigfoot encounters. They left, you know, the big feats left footprints, handprints.
What?
In areas, and supposedly in Idaho. Yeah. I knew somebody in here would know. It's making its rounds, though. I guess it's kind of gaining steam in that genre right now. My thing is, though, I need to look at the story a little closer because I don't know like the intimate details. But if it truly was a group of teenagers, they had some huge balls sitting around for 3 days dealing with a group of Santuanch.
Yeah.
Because I guess it was like a progressive encounter too, where they would see figures, they would hear stuff, there would be snap trees around the camp in the morning. Essentially, it almost sounds like Bigfoot was like, hey, kind of in our spot, you know, guys might want to go ahead and move on down the road.
Damn these kids. Get out of my yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay safe, trucker.
Yeah, much love, dude. And then I know there was like I can't quite remember exactly how the details played out, but like I guess somebody had a gun. And I don't remember if they took a shot or if they were just, they had it and they were trying to track them or what it was. But I know there was a firearm involved. No reports of like bodies or anything like that.
That's very much a teenage thing to do. Like you're under siege by Sasquatch and they're like, hey, I got a gun. Let's go after him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they got casts of the footprints and the handprints and shit.
I don't know.
Where's everybody? Let's summon Bigfoot Society. Ready? Everybody put it out into the ether and see if he pops up in the chat.
He might.
Because he's probably on top of that.
Oh, I guarantee it. He's probably already had it figured out 3 days ago.
I usually run across him on TikTok, but I haven't been fucking with TikTok very much because we keep getting like almost banned from TikTok. So I'm like, whatever, I just won't even post anymore.
TikTok's not even that cool though.
Oh. No, it's fine. I just wanted to hit 100,000 followers. Get us at 100,000 followers on there. That was my goal, and I'm at like 92,000, and now I'm one strike away from getting banned.
Yeah, it's fine.
If they tried to shoot a Bigfoot here in Iowa, he'd probably be packing too.
I'm not really trying to piss Bigfoot off.
Especially if he's armed.
Yeah, I think there were, you know, of course there were teenagers too, but I think there were some accounts that were saying that they saw creatures as tall as like 9 feet.
That's a big boy.
That's big.
Big boy.
And odds are he ain't built like a stick, so he's fucking big and wide.
There has been an uptick in Sasquatch sightings.
There has. We've been hearing a lot more about Bigfoot.
In this year, which is crazy.
I wonder why.
You had the big Ohio flap that Bigfoot Society is covered, and then there was another flap somewhere else out east where there was multiple encounters. And Idaho's pretty squatchy anyway. Like it's a pretty squatchy area. My little brother was just out there last week.
He fucked up. He could have got us footage of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Good job, Dylan.
Dropped the ball.
Golly, man.
Dropped the ball. Still going on in Ohio. That's so sick.
I wonder what's going on.
It's a disclosure.
Yeah, we need a Bigfoot expert to tell us why this is happening or why it even could be happening. Well, I mean, then again, I didn't listen to it, but I know Politis was on Rogan, so he probably explained it all.
Yeah.
I guess he's like hardcore in the Bigfoot camp now.
Yeah, he's a dork too. Yeah. If you guys,
he made it to Rogan though.
Check out Lore Lodge on YouTube. The host is Aiden Mattison. He goes through and dissects all of David Politis's horseshit research, and is like, all of this stuff is not true.
Right now, we're gonna be sued.
Yeah, and
oh, we have Todd, so we're safe.
Politis tried to sue him. So after Politis went on Rogan, he immediately made a video just deep, like posting up every lie Politis told to Rogan. And I'm like, it's pretty flexy there, Lore Lodge. It was like the same week the Rogan episode dropped. He was right behind him. Like, yeah, he's just spewing shit to Rogan.
That sucks. You know, a part of me like wants to believe Politis, but if everything that he's done is pretty much a bullshit lie, then fucking shame on you.
After the way we saw him treat his fans at Crypticon, I don't give a fuck about David Politis.
He was really rude. Sorry for anybody that likes him, but
it's a real pompous ass. So the people were asking him really questions, mean. And he was just like, "How could you be so dumb?"
Yeah, just read it was, my it was bad.
So dumb. But he still gets put up on a pedestal. Shots fired. Me and Politis are friends on Facebook. He can message me if he's sad.
He'll probably send you a lawsuit.
I don't give a fuck. We got Todd.
Yeah, it's true. We do have Todd. Todd will fuck him up.
Todd'll get it.
It sucks because he owned a section of like paranormal research there for a while.
Oh yeah, Missing 411 was the biggest thing for a hot minute.
Yeah,
and then once it turned into a cash cow, just credibility went just see ya right out the fucking window.
It's fucking wild, man. Like it was like it's such a cool, like new, refreshing thing in the paranormal community. I remember when you were telling me about it, I had no idea about the 411 saga.
Yeah,
and when you were telling me about it, and I was like, oh damn, this is fucking cool. You know, this is a whole new, like it almost felt like somebody finally broke ground in the paranormal in a specific way. And then you find out later on that a lot of it is fucking bullshit. And you're like, oh man.
I think it got us all there for a while. We're like, holy shit. Especially when he first started doing his research. And at the very least, it shed light on how poorly missing people are documented and investigated in national parks. Which that in itself is a positive thing. Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhance creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code, HOLO, when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code, HOLO. But then once it turned into this whole, like, it put the paranormal spin on it, and then the things were embellished in some of the research and all sorts of stuff, like, it just got so out of hand that it almost took the credibility away from what he was originally trying to accomplish. And the more fame it stirred up, the worse it got. And it just went off the rails. And yeah, there are a handful of cases that he's investigated that are fucking weird. But there's also cases that he investigated where they just stopped the research at when the person went missing, and then come to find out that they were just two towns over hanging out and came back like 3 days later. But that doesn't make for a mystery. So you got to keep them mysterious and missing.
Yeah, that's a problem with certain groups anymore. Like, hey, if this guy's not missing, then that's bad for business. So we're just going to say that he's still missing. But, you know, it's good for business. That's his business now, is missing people.
Yeah.
But then even when we saw him, he was switching over to Bigfoot. He did like half the seminar on missing 401 and then half of it on Bigfoot.
Yeah, he was a Bigfoot researcher for a hot minute. I think before he did Missing 411, I think he had the Can-Am Research Project or something.
Oh, he did that before 411? Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, which I think is why he was looking into things in that makes national sense. Parks.
So, essentially, that's what he was most likely. Because in the 411, he always alluded to some force. So odds are he was probably halfway alluding to Bigfoot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's disappointing is what it is.
It really is. Like I said, it felt like, you know, somebody finally made a breakthrough and then it just went down the drain.
Someone said, was it Twiz? Speaking of Pedestal, Bledsoes are making a comeback. Oh yeah, did they give us a new date since the last one didn't amount to shit?
I haven't heard anything about them.
Me either. They just got the April date came and went, and then it just kind of got silent for a little while. Somebody in the chat.
That's what happens.
Somebody in the chat, either the last time we got on or the time before that, was talking about them putting on a cruise or some shit. Like,
oh yeah, I did hear about that.
That's amazing.
See, if I was ever in that position where I fully believe that an entity contacted me and wanted me to share a message with the world, even if it had a specific date, I would just be like, listen, this is what happened to me, and this is what they're saying. I don't know if it's fucking true or not. This is what they told me. I have no fucking clue. Are they lying to me? Are they telling the truth? Your guess is as good as mine. This is the date they told me. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
And if you pay me, I'll summon the UFOs for you.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, but
if you pay us even more.
I think there's still a way to be modest about it. I guess everybody just gets so vested, but I guess that's also good for business. So who am I? I'm a bad businessman.
If you pay me even more, I'll take you out on a boat and then summon the UFOs. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just I'm in a weird mood today. It's a weird, weird mood.
Oh. Much love.
Hell yeah, Felipe. Crystal says, I worked at a state park for 2 years. Some weird stuff has happened there. Many unalivings, rituals, and unexplained things, too.
Hey. It's not the first time we've heard that. You know, we had a contact that was supposed to come through with some gnarly ass stuff from the state park system, but the way it sounded is that they were terrified to tell their truth and just pull the plug, which, hey, I understand. I wish that person would have came through. They didn't, and that's fine.
Yeah, we get a few of those. We get a few real, real heater teasing little emails. They're like, we'll swing back around. And then they never swing back around.
Yeah. But I mean, the same thing happened with Roswell.
A little bit of beer and a little bit of Flight Tracker 24, and I'll find you all the APs all night long. What else did I see? Oh, I did see some updates on the missing scientist stuff. They did find the body of.
I just saw that.
I think it was Melissa.
That does sound right.
Yeah, they found her body last week. She is deceased, RIP. They found her 6 miles away from her last sighting, which I believe, if I remember correctly, was caught on a camera at a gas station. They found her in a state park or something along a trail, and they found a handgun near her. So obviously the way the story is playing out is that it was probably some sort of self-inflicted stuff, but I don't know. That seems a little sus considering she wiped her work phone, did all of that stuff. And
I'm sure she did that.
Yeah. And then on top of that, how many other of the missing did we state left with a sidearm?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fucking crazy.
And there's another tidbit that came out that McCaslin, the one who kind of set the whole thing off, the Air Force general, retired Air Force general that worked in all of the behind closed doors, super secret stuff. Body cam footage came out that he met with members of Space Force the night before he disappeared.
Oh, that's not weird at all.
Which is weird.
So, I mean, it totally does fit in with disclosure information then.
Which got my brain turning.
Kind of assumed anyways, but.
What if all this government disclosure is absolute horseshit, like I said? What if this crew here was going to blow the whistle on it and be like, don't believe anything that they're saying? All this trash, garbage ass shit they're putting out, don't believe it. So then they show up and they're like, hey, don't do that.
It could be.
Don't do that. Shh, shh, shh.
I don't even know at this point.
Crazy.
It's too wild.
It's like a fucking movie.
It really is. But it's already it's already kind of disappeared from talking points.
Oh, damn. Laura said she heard that she had only been dead a week before she was found. That's crazy.
So she was just missing for a while.
Oh, this one says, okay, according to AOL, it says missing U.S. scientist body found skeletonized with gunshot wound.
Skeletonized?
Yeah, that was released 34 minutes ago. And now they're saying it's like News Nation says likely had a mental situation or some shit.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Oh, dude. Nah. I don't feel like how many scientists now just all of a sudden have a mental breakdown. And they all do relatively the same thing.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's super weird.
It's weird. What month did she go missing? It had been a while. Yeah, June 26 of 2025. Is that now? No, it's 2026. She was last seen June 26, 2025, so almost exactly a year.
That's weird.
It is weird. Now my whole computer is just turning inside out. Yeah, it is weird. Yeah, Kyle's Roswell episodes have been bangers.
It's been wild, man. Like I said, I'm going to try to squeeze one more out of her.
So we got one drop in next week and then probably have another one.
Just oh, yeah. Ripping. I keep forgetting that the next one's not even out yet.
Acquired an actual Space Force patch and their motto is Latin on the patch, let them hate so long as they fear. That's pretty fucked. So I don't know. I don't know what to think about the missing scientists. Aside from that, it's sus and a conspiracy.
There's definitely something weird going on.
It's happened before. I was going to do an episode on the last, when this all took place in the 80s with Star Wars. Scientists, but I've had such a writer's block lately. I don't know what the fuck I got going on, but thank goodness Kyle's been putting the legwork in on Roswell. I'd be struggling.
It's fucking exhausting. I mean, it's awesome. I spent a lot of time looking into it, but, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. I didn't think I was going to get two of them done, but I did.
Yeah, I tried to do a 40 and 50, but I'm on Hawaii. And damn. You think Hawaii would be easy, but it ain't. I read somewhere.
Yeah, I would have thought Hawaii would add a lot.
Yeah, I've read in some of my Bigfoot books is it's the only state in the United States that doesn't have Sasquatch sightings, which, I mean, makes sense because it's out in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Does but also, sense.
Damn.
Oh, jealous of you, Stealth Man. I'd love to go. Still one of my dreams is to go to Roswell.
I was there one night. We found a car with an unalive person. That's the second time I've worked with that kind of situation. I'm not sure why people do that in public places. It's awful to witness. Ooh, I bet. Hawaii's just ghost kings and ghost dogs. Yeah, it's a lot of folklore, which is cool. And I could add it in there. I'm going to have to. But I also like the weird sightings and shit. Yeah, I did see that there was a Monster Quest actually that I was going to reference where they went and investigated little feet, basically small, hairy type creatures that have been seen on the island. There was way back in the folklore and the mythology stories of 10-foot tall hairy men, but they had since been extinct for thousands of years, and trying to find any information outside of that little tidbit right there is lacking. Dylan doesn't even think Hawaii's real, which I can't argue with him because I've never been there.
No, he said I think it was West Virginia.
Oh. Well, West Virginia is real because that's where Mothman is.
Dylan said no. It's all a PSYOP.
Yeah. Like Ohio.
Yeah, everything's a PSYOP.
I've been to Ohio and I don't think it exists. Twist says Ohio's almost heaven. Who doesn't drive a car with plates on it? Mothman? No, he doesn't have to. He's not bound by governmental restraints. There's like the what is a volcano there? Kilauea, like the Kilauea curse, where if you take a piece of the volcano, bad shit happens to you.
That's weird.
Yeah, people are constantly like sending volcanic rock back that they snuck on the plane back with them. They're like, we don't want this anymore.
There's a lot of places that are like that too.
Laura says, if Ohio doesn't exist, where the hell am I? Void says, I live in Ohio and can confirm that it's probably a psyop and not real. We got existential crises going on in the chat. Trying to think if there's anything else weird going on.
Not really.
No. There was the weird videos coming out of the guys in New York climbing out of the manhole covers, climbing out of the damn sewer. Like they're the fucking Ninja Turtles. Yeah, two separate incidents of people climbing out of the sewers in the Bronx and Brooklyn, maybe? I don't know. There was two of them.
The fuck for?
They think they were either in there like stripping out valuable stuff, like tweakers tweaking.
Yeah.
Or trying to case out routes to steal stuff. Because I guess like the EPA and everybody went in there.
All just come down to stealing.
Yeah. The EPA went in there and investigated, and they didn't see any like structural damage or any sort of like explosive devices or terrorist activity, which, man, I feel like if you get to the point where you're crawling through the sewers of New York to try to get that bag, I don't know. You know what? Times are tough. I'm not going to judge.
Times are tough.
Yeah. One dude almost gets hit.
Everybody's got to have a side quest.
Dude, one dude's crawling out of the goddamn manhole and almost gets hit by a car.
Hey, I mean, yeah, that sounds about it. Right.
That's how much New Yorkers do not give a fuck. People are crawling out of the manhole. They're like, I'm not getting over. Fuck that.
Yeah. I got places to be.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying that they are, and I quote, treasure hunters. What?
You're not going to find a whole lot of treasure in the sewer, I don't think.
No.
I mean, the kind you're looking for, anyways.
There's a lot of New York sewer movies. You got were the Ninja Turtles from New York? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I
guess they could have been looking for their underground lair.
True. Ghostbusters. Was that Ghostbusters 2? Where the pink sludge is running through the
yeah, yeah.
And when then the Statue of Liberty fucking takes off walking and shit. So, you know what? I get it.
Al's got a point. Tweakers think copper is treasure.
One person's copper is another tweaker's treasure.
This is true. They'll steal it from live power lines. They just tell themselves worth it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. I was going to say the movie Chuds. Chud takes place in New York City. Hell yeah. For those that don't know, it's cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I guess, guys. I mean, shit. I don't check the price of copper on the rigs.
They're comparing copper prices. Everybody's getting ready to go in the sewers now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. There's copper down there?
That is.
You don't have to steal it from the power lines anymore?
That is crazy, Virgil, that you talk about people's wedding rings going down the drain. Because I watched this guy who would go out in front of jeweler shops like in downtown Chicago or in downtown New York. And all he would do is clean the cracks in the sidewalks, like all the dirt and dust and debris, vacuum all that shit up and then like sift through it. And he would find diamonds that fell out of people's shit and gold and all kinds of stuff. So there might be something to it.
What? I almost feel like a ring should be too heavy to get past that like little P-trap thing.
Mm. Unless maybe the other underground dwellers dropped their rings while they were down there.
Or maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Treasure hunt. There was a dude actually died trying to steal a live power line with bolt cutters.
I fucking believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen the videos.
We are not a species that's meant to survive. How we made it this long? Mind-blowing.
Yeah, some people are not smart.
East Cleveland. Oh, you're trying to get us to believe that Ohio actually exists. I get it.
I mean, I believe you, Dylan. But yeah. A lot of that could be going down the toilet, my guy. Toilet has mass suction. Especially get one of them power suckers.
Oh, another one. Ohio isn't real. We should do a poll.
Ohio just a screen memory when Steve and I went.
Oh, yeah. We did go to Ohio. We hung out with some of the cult in Ohio.
I was just in Ohio not too long ago.
Hell yeah. I wasn't.
Went up there to see my brother. Currently where he resides.
Seen a plastic cereal bowl in a septic tank once.
How do you get that in there? Somebody would have had to been shoving that thing down.
Maybe that's where they like to eat their snacks, in the septic tank.
That's gross.
Have a little breakfast in there. Oh.
It just makes me nauseous thinking about it.
That is yucky.
Wasn't there a guy once that like actually did enjoy jumping into septic tanks? I thought I saw that somewhere.
Probably. Humans are fucking weird.
Yeah, I think it was one of them weird fetish things. Yeah, there it is. Twiz just said it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's gross. Disgusting.
I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum, but if you're just swimming in septic tanks.
Maybe. Look, guys, they got an underground pool.
Maybe we should look into that trauma a little bit there.
That's filthy. Filthy, filthy, filthy.
Yeah.
I'd take my chances with Dogman.
Oh, what? Missy says, where I grew up, there was a dude caught under the ladies' outhouse at the rodeo grounds.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Oh.
Definitely not worth it.
In New Hampshire, there was a guy hiding in the outhouse septic looking for a wedding ring. Oh.
God, that's so filthy. That's filthy yucky. On just so many levels.
That's yucky.
I'm with you, Twiz.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Hands down.
100%.
And we're talking Dogman has Dogman ability and we have bare hands. Nothing.
We are going off the fucking rails tonight. Void says, there's a punk music bar near me and there's a weirdo who regularly shows up and buys people's smelly shoes.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why aliens are interested in us. Outside of some like scientific study as to why we're as fucked up as we are, I don't know why they want anything to do with us.
Me either.
Oh, that's so gross. Twist says people do like feet. Well, apparently people like septic tanks too.
Yeah, well, people have problems.
Outhouse tanks. This is exactly why they do want us to. I don't know, man.
That's bravery there.
The aliens just fly by and shake their heads.
That's what I would do.
That's what I do now.
I mean, oh, yeah. That's what I do most of the time to people I don't like. they'll say something and I'm notorious for just shaking my head and then walking away.
That's why I don't get in the ocean, Twiz, because it's just dead bodies and fish fluids and human fluids. And
it's gross. And then giant squids.
Oh God, there goes all the... Yeah, and giant squids. Dude pays good money, like $100 plus, depending on how rank the smell is. I think aliens dare other aliens to come here. I could
love it.
I can see that. Yeah, the ocean is nightmare fuel.
Mm-hmm. Bro, it's funny the other day, since we're like way off topic.
I watched
a video of this dude who just jumps off a massive bridge in Texas. He just runs and just jumps off it. Lands in the water, fine, you know, does his thing. And it was amazing to go into the comment section. Because I thought it was weird because he popped up out of the water like uber fast. Like, is this fucking fake? See if anybody else calls it out as fake. No. People in there were like, bro, jumping in water that you can't see underneath your feet is fucking terrifying. And then, like, there are other people that were like, there's literally nothing in the river except like fish and shit. And then there are other people that had like the mentality of me that would be like, bro, there's probably giant squids in that bitch.
And if you jump off a bridge into water where you can see the bottom,
no, where you can't see the bottom.
Yeah.
People were, oh yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You might pop up fast, but you're not going to have a good time.
No. But it was reassuring to hear other people that have that fear, that they're like, well, I can't see what's going on, then I'm not getting in that bitch.
No. No, thank you.
Especially a river. Rivers are dangerous.
And disgusting.
Yeah, they're always disgusting, but they're pretty dangerous.
Even rivers.
I'm stoked to see Disclosure Day.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, doesn't anybody find it weird that government disclosure is coming out right at the height of AI video manipulation? And now you're getting also media disclosure with Steven Spielberg putting out another alien movie the first time in like how many years. And it's like all these pieces are fitting right into place for this little narrative they're trying to whip around here.
I don't care. I'm still going to go see it.
Yeah, me too.
That, and I want to see Mortal Kombat 2.
Which is also disclosure.
The best one is still the first one, but whatevs.
We humans probably cause psychological damage to aliens. I gave my sleep paralysis demon PTSD. Would bet the Disclosure Day has military funding. Yeah.
Your brother's retarded.
I don't believe anything on the internet, especially my bills. Felt. I don't think I have anything else, Holocult.
I don't.
I had the scientist stuff. No, I need to look into that Bigfoot thing. I was hoping Jeremiah would pop in. Because I'm sure he's 10 toes down on it.
We'll go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, there was something from Brazil. This guy is outside, and the encounter took place over like 12 hours. He started hearing all these weird noises he was recording, and he was like a rancher or something, and all of his animals were acting super strange. Like the sheep just like stopped completely still, like almost like how they react when a predator's in the area. And then he started hearing these weird noises. And then later on, he's videotaping this hillside off of his property. And there's all these weird lights on the hillside and shit. It was weird, but there was immediately people debunking it. So,
oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that like we're kind of going to just revamp how listener experiences operate. I was kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're basically going to revamp the entirety of like the, it's kind of not so much revamp. We're just going to take a different approach. And we're going to go back through, and I think we're going to go back through every listener encounter and kind of give them their own episode in more of like an almost like a no nonsense type way. Almost like a logging system, if you will. And, you know, Steve came up with a name for it, Tales from the Hollowverse, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that way we can kind of, I guess, get more of them out there, because, like, time is our enemy, especially this summer. Like, it seems like we've got so many irons in the fire. It's ridiculous. But we're going to try to just make that part of the show, well, I guess it's kind of its own show, make that about listener experiences. Sort of like listener experiences, but it's going to be like its own thing, where we give it a little intro, and then it's just going to be your guys' experiences, your words, and then we do a little outro and send it. So encourage you, if you haven't, to send them in, preferably voice note. That way everybody can hear it from you all, not me reading them, and put them out like that.
Yeah. But it's also, if you know, if we do read them, it's something Steve and I can do separately.
Yeah.
So we're not like, because like you said, the time aspect is what gets us. It's hard to come together all the time. So trying to look at different avenues for stuff like that.
Yeah. We'll
see what happens.
It's going to be pretty cool once we work out the kinks. And I think
you're more than welcome to, Twiz.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If you guys have featured them on the night shift and you want them to be their own thing, submit them back over.
Yeah.
I've got them all in files on the computer or in the emails, so everything's tucked away at somewhere. And we're going to try the shorter ones. We'll probably feature a couple on an episode. That way it's not like 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
But we were going through the backlog. There's some bangers. I forget how much wild stuff.
Well, in this way too, it keeps your guys' stuff getting out there. It doesn't just sit and fall away.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
So that's in the works. New shirts should be dropping soon.
As long as the little snafu with the
our account.
Yeah, our account doesn't create an issue, because it might.
Because I went through all the channels. I emailed them. I called them. So I imagine we'll probably be getting new stuff at some point. Hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah, I did see that like the Midjourney account failed.
Oh, so it's all the cards are probably blocked right now. We had a little snafu.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'll check mine, but usually they just ban the account, but I don't know.
I wonder if they'll just send us new cards or if we have to.
They will. Yeah, they will.
Hell yeah. Usually they're on top of that. Anyway, we're getting close. There's just some little setbacks.
Bump in the road.
Little setbacks. Yeah, but Twiz, if you guys have submitted on the night shift, feel free to submit it again for Tales from the Hollowverse. Because I know people enjoy the personal experiences kind of thing, and trying to find time to do it is just hard to get us both together and do it that way. This way we can kind of do it and just chomp them out as we go. You need to talk to a human rep. How do we know if we're talking to humans, Twiz?
You don't anymore.
I don't.
I know that Liquid Death needs to sponsor me.
I wonder how we reach out to them.
Hmm?
I said, I wonder if we can reach out to them.
To Liquid Death?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can send them an email. I almost did the other day. Because it's really hard to find their products. It's mm-hmm. not easy. And I was just going to message them and be like, hey, I literally am part of one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
You may know us. We're last podcast on the left.
We're kind of a big deal. And I just want to be able to easily acquire your products. So work with us. Like, we'll even chat you out all the time. Just make it easy for me to not run out of your Rest in Peach tea. Because I'm jonesing for one so bad, and there's nowhere around here that sells them. So,
what's everybody talking about? Wonkas and Duendes.
I don't fucking know.
Duende size clones, please. Of us?
Yeah.
Like gnome size clones of us.
The Rest in Peach tea is the fucking best. I'm trying to clean my life up, Twiz.
We're trying to get healthy.
I'm trying to do stuff.
That way we can do a podcast for 15 years and set the bar too low. Yeah,
I don't even really like peaches, but that peach tea is amazing. And I like this Cherry Obituary once in a while. Kind of scratches that like soda energy drink itch.
I was drinking the regular. Just the regular canned water, not carbonated, nothing. Just the canned Liquid Death water when I wasn't drinking energy drinks, because I just needed to be sucking on a can. Slaughter Bear. They see there's some Liquid Death people in here.
I like it, dude. He said, I've been trying to get away from like sugars.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from sugar and caffeine and everything that's mm-hmm. wonderful and delicious.
I've kind of done good at it.
I've been doing good. Been doing good here the last couple months. Last month, minus.
I don't want to only drink water. That gets lame. You gotta at least flavor it a tad once in a while.
A weekend trip to Ohio, if it exists. How are we going to know if Ohio exists? We've been to a geographical location that claimed to be Ohio a couple years ago. When was that? 2023?
What? Fordian. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was
a while ago. It sounds right. Yeah, it was a while ago. It sounds right.
That was sick.
It was a lot of fun. Way more fun than I anticipated.
Yeah. 2024. Oh, shit.
I do. It would be fun to go searching for Bigfoot, though, or Dogman, or aliens. I guess technically when you're out in the woods looking for Bigfoot, you're technically also looking for everything else, too. So it's kind of a free-for-all at that point, because the woods are just a scary place.
Yeah, full of ticks.
Oh, yeah. Definitely those stupid little shits.
But it's okay, because they're going to release billions of genetically modified mosquitoes to fight the other mosquitoes. Bourbon has water in it. Does that count? Hey, hydration is hydration.
Does.
No, 2023 was right. That's what I thought. Yeah, I hate ticks. Ticks are the worst creature on the planet.
Yeah. You don't know disgust until you've walked through a nest of them.
Ooh, don't talk about it. I find one tick on me and I start a forest fire.
That's fair, though.
I just burn the whole motherfucker down. Yeah, the alpha gal syndrome, where you're just allergic to like everything that's delicious.
Yeah. That's no bueno for me.
Still seeing stuff about the tick boxes. I believe it.
Twiz, you got to use the permethrin.
You got to use yellow can. Flamethrowers.
I think at one point, the can that I used to use was found in the animal section. I think it was made for horses.
Fuck yeah.
Got a good old farm at home, big giant yellow can. Now it seems like it's generally accepted everywhere. I see it a lot more places now.
Airdropping ticks in Ontario.
Gross.
If I find a tick box in my yard, I'm burning the whole city down.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't recommend spraying that stuff on your skin if you decide to get it. It works, though. I have real time seen it work. And it works for a while. You spray it on your clothes, let it dry. And then it'll generally, it says it lasts like up to 7 washes or some shit. But I like real time, I've been out there in the weeds, watch ticks climb up my leg, and then they just go, no, and then just jump off. Pretty crazy.
If I find a tick on me, I'm jumping off a cliff.
That's fair. It's understandable.
It burns your skin, but it works. You know what?
You gotta spray it on your shit when you're not wearing it.
Technically, if you don't have any skin, no tick can latch to your skin.
And then if you build up tolerance like I had, then you could spray it on your clothes while you're wearing them.
Just walk around in the bottle.
True. Hey, I actually, guys, if you really want, this is probably the best advice I've ever gotten in my life. I think you guys will love it. So I'm out there working, right? Trimming trees back in the day. We're on the, taking the ferry to cross the river. One of the old guys comes up to me, old school dude. We always called him Corn Cob. We had nicknames for every, well, I had nicknames for every operator on the ferry.
The most Illinois nickname. Yeah. In the history of the world.
Oh, the other guy was Serial Killer.
Serial Killer and Corn Cob.
Yeah, because that dude, Serial Killer, literally changed his appearance like every other boat ride. I'm not kidding at all. Anyways, Corn Cob walks up to me and he's like, you boys have a trouble with ticks. And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, we work out in the middle of nowhere and it sucks. He's like, what do you guys use to keep them off you? And we were like, we use this permethrin stuff, you know, and just whatever. And he's like, you know what I found to work really well? And I'm like, what's that? You know, here, I think I'm getting some like backwoods ingenuity just righteous stuff. And it, I mean, it was just that. I can't, you know, take that away from him. He's like, what I do is I take, and he usually wore bibs, just like jean bibs. He's like, I'll take my clothes and I'll soak them in kerosene.
Yes. My guy.
I can't even say it without laughing. He's like, I'll soak them in kerosene and then I'll hang them out and let them dry. Then I'll wear it. I don't get ticks on me. I'm like, that's why we call you corn cob. We didn't realize it, but that's why we call you corn cob.
I think he's onto something. If I soak my clothes in kerosene and I find a tick on me,
yeah, you just light yourself on fire. Yeah, 100%.
And I'm just gonna roll around the forest and light everything else on fire.
It is literally the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. Because he was like, this guy was serious as a heart attack. I never even saw the guy smile. And I'm telling you, I spent at least 13 years crossing this ferry almost every day. And I never once in my entire life saw that man smile. Just serious as a heart attack all the time.
Crypt is a cold one. Yeah, I'll roll that away. I got to roll through his yard when I'm on fire.
Gross. I feel like even though you let it dry on your clothes, I feel like the absorption rate is still not good. Because I'm sure he's sweat.
Michigan isn't that. Yeah, Michigan's just like Northern Illinois.
That's a good question, Colin. I actually haven't seen him in a long time.
If not, RIP, Corn Cob.
Yeah, much love, dude. Thanks for the wisdom.
RIP, Corn Cob.
Yeah, he did end up not showing up to work anymore.
Damn.
He might have retired. I don't know, because he was old as dirt, but.
There was a freak kerosene clothes soaking accident.
He's never probably been probably. Yeah, him and serial killers always stood out in my mind.
People need more
bro, I love nicknames
that they don't know about. Secret nicknames.
Yeah. We currently do it at my current job, which I love.
R.I.P. Corn Cob.
Yeah.
We get a rip in the chat.
Well, we don't technically know that Corn Cob's dead.
If he's not dead, can we get a preemptive RIP?
Okay, yeah, that works. That's acceptable. That's acceptable.
just soaking himself in kerosene.
Yeah.
I've threatened to do that at work once or twice. Just when I was not feeling it. I wonder if my FR clothing counteracts kerosene.
I'm going to say no. Not if you soak your clothes in kerosene.
I went to high school.
I feel like it's fire resistant to a degree.
Crypt is a cold one says, kid I went to high school with blew up an abandoned house because him and his brother were huffing gas in the basement.
Hell yeah. That sounds appropriate.
One of them lit up a cigarette.
I'll do it.
Voice says, I got a friend named Beans. We got a friend named Beef.
Yeah.
Which he got the nickname before we ever hung out with him. He was jumping on it. This is the lore. This is the Beef lore. He was jumping on a trampoline. And broke the trampoline. So everybody started calling him Beefy Mac and Cheese, which I don't know why. I wasn't there. But by the time we started hanging out with him, it had went full circle around to Beef. And to this day, he's still referred to as Beef.
Yeah, I can confirm.
FR clothes aren't as FR as that. Yeah, I have holes burnt in mind to confirm that the FR clothing is not. It's actually made to like burn away as opposed to like stick to your skin like synthetics. If you smoke enough and drink enough vodka, the insects take a taste and fly away. Ask me for more life hacks.
Oh, God. Wow. I did see that, and it was funny, but I'm also actually currently laughing at my son right now. He's currently in the chat.
I was wondering who kept saying, "Hey, Dad."
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine caught on fire from welding and it smells like shit. Yeah.
Gross.
A bunch of holes burnt in mine, too. Oh, well, Chad, it's about that time.
Yeah, I'm tired tonight.
It's about that time. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for kicking it, listening to us talk a little bit of shit, talk a little bit of weird, talk a little bit of kerosene, cologne.
Yeah.
You know.
Just out here doing the good work.
Yeah. Just doing what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you all. Before we take off, make sure you hit that like button. Subscribe button, notification bell, all them good things. And yeah.
I'll accept that name.
Big Daddy Kyle.
Yeah. Old dad.
Kyle's dad now. Yeah, you can also hype the videos. Hype the Roswell video. Get that thing popping off. People like Roswell. Kyle's teaching people new stuff about Roswell. Father of the Fey Lord. He is the Fey Lord. Yeah. Anyway, till we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. And if you try the kerosene thing, I'm not saying do it, but if you do it, let us know how it works.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. We're not responsible.